What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back in on a Monday. Don't forget, Nate Taylor will join us in about 40 minutes. Josh Vernier will join us in about 60. Some people call that an hour, but that sounds longer.
How's Vern doing from the weekend?
I don't know. He's from the text that we got in here, it sounds like everybody just misses Freddie for me.
I saw that. Where's Freddie?
Why is that?
People love that guy.
I know, but like, why? He's not been part of like anything special.
Yeah, no.
It's not like Haas and Moose and, you know, you love random guys on championship teams, right, for the Chiefs,
yeah,
and whatnot. Freddie Fermin, I mean, yeah, they went to the playoffs last year, but I mean, it's not like...
It's like, I guess, when the Chiefs were bad and you just kind of find those random guys that kind of...
That you just like.
Light you up, yeah. You know, give a highlight. They're trying hard even when the team's not good. You know, he was part of some of those teams.
Do you remember anybody from that era? Because I don't anymore. Like, I'm trying to think
could.
Of like pre-Andy Reid. Like, I always rooted for Matt Cassel, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
But other than that, I really can't think of like, hey, I really want this guy to do well.
Dexter McCluster?
Yeah, he was like right. He was right in the transition. He might have been before. Yeah, he might have been before.
Yeah, a little bit. No, but he was here with Andy Reid.
He might have been for one season. Yeah,
one
I did like
years.
McCluster.
He was the king of third and three, running a 2-yard pattern, getting blown up and losing a yard. I liked him. Yeah, he was fun. I always rooted for Tyson Jackson too.
Oh, that's a great one,
because he was miscast, and yeah. I will die again, dying on the hill. I will die on the hill that Tyson Jackson was miscast here in Kansas City. They drafted him and then asked him to do something completely different than what he did for 4 years in college.
That's what a lot of people are mad about right now with Omar Norman Lear.
Why?
Because they've asked him to gain a lot of weight and they're asking him to move inside rather than be more of like a three-tech pass rusher interior.
Who is mad about that?
They.
Are you talking no, I'm being serious about this for a second. Are you talking like Tennessee fans watching this kid play and they're mad that he's changing who he was, or is it
Chiefs fans mad at the process that the coaches are putting through? Like, why did you draft this guy who's a good pass rusher at three tech, mm-hmm. moving him inside, had him gain 15 pounds, and now it's one preseason game. We know this is. People are going to overreact. He didn't look great.
Right.
So people are like, oh my gosh.
Let's chill. I mean, it's like if we like somebody, we say they look good in the preseason. If we don't like somebody, we say we can formulate the argument any way we want, right?
Yep, exactly.
I don't know what they're doing on the defense. It's easy for me to judge an offensive lineman. Did he look good? Like an offensive lineman, I think with the naked eye, the three of us can
especially
sit around.
Tackle.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially at the tackle position.
Tackle, yep.
Defensive line, I don't know what they're doing. Like, I don't know what your first movement is, what you're supposed to do on that play, where you're supposed to be, what your job is on that play. Because at the end of the day, Norman Lear may be doing his job,
yeah,
but he's not getting stats. And then we go, oh, we're not seeing him make plays. But meanwhile, Nick Bolton's cleaning everything up and it's 2nd and 9 because Nick Bolton's able to get to the line of scrimmage. So that guy's absorbing bodies.
He's moving people.
And the linebackers are making plays easier. So
could be.
Again, I don't know. Like, I am ignorant when it comes
Same.
To deciding on what these defensive linemen are supposed to be doing. But I will say this, if the Chiefs are going to ask you to do something, they kind of get the benefit of the doubt. They've got a track record, right?
Of course, yes.
Scott Pioli and that crew and Todd Haley and
those guys
did not have a track record of success. Andy Reid and his coaching staff and Steve Spagnuolo, especially with the defensive line with Spags, that guy's grandfathered in, bro. Like, that guy gets all the free passes in the world when it comes to defensive line.
I forgot about this guy. He's always reported as Javier Arenas.
Oh,
nice. I loved Javier Arenas, dude. I thought he was a stud.
Yeah. Gilbert's kid, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was his nephew. Or there's some relation
is
there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But Javier Arenas is another
That's
good
a great one.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah.
He was that guy that, see, I told you he's good. Next play, burnt.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, son of a gun. I always rooted for Eric Warfield, too. He used to come into the Price Chopper on Woods Chapel in 291 that I worked in, and he was super nice, but he had some alcohol troubles.
Yeah, he did.
So it was funny. Mm. This is a true story. It was funny. He had a guy that would come in with him, and Warfield would have the cart full of all the like food and stuff for the house. The other guy would go to the alcohol department. They had a really good like booze section that Price Chopper, probably still do. And he would do all the other – the other guy would
that
do all
was
the other
a good alcohol selection there at that Price Chopper.
Awesome.
It really was back then.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They had nicotine-flavored vodka there.
They did.
No, they did. 100%. Yeah. Yep. On the bottom shelf. Yeah.
It was tobacco-flavored
Tobacco-flavored and nicotine. They had both.
I believe it was UV.
Was it UV? I thought it was – yeah, maybe.
Because UV had like 17 different vodka flavors. Yeah. There was like one that was just blue. There was one that was clear and it just said tobacco flavored vodka.
Like, I'll never forget that going in there looking at that. Like, tempted to buy it because when do you see tobacco flavored vodka? But then I'm like, no, it's $3 for a 175 and it's a plastic bottle. Like, no, I don't need tobacco flavored vodka.
No.
And that's the only place that I've seen that. I'm sure they've got that in Kentucky or Arkansas or someplace like that on the top shelf.
Somebody's people still coming in with what was better when they were a kid. Somebody says Buffalo Wild.
That is true.
It's true.
And then more Chiefs players. Steve Nelson was my guy.
Steven Nelson.
And Cyrus Gray.
Oh, Cyrus Gray. That's a good call.
Cyrus the Virus.
Yeah. Went to A&M. Loved that guy.
I think a lot of people rooted for Mark Boerichter back in the day. They loved him and, you know, guys of that nature. I'm trying to think of some of the other, like, nondescripts that were out there that we kind of rooted for. You know, all the time. But Boerichter definitely makes that list. A lot of people love rooting for him.
Jackie Battle from the text line.
Yeah, Jackie Battle's a great running back. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that play when Trent Green came off that abysmal first season with the Chiefs where they were calling him T-R-I-N-T.
No, they, Whitlock.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then I think it was game one of the new season. Trent throws a 99-yard pass to Boerichter for a touchdown and just looks at the crowd like, are you not entertained?
Yeah.
And then it started. But take it away, Mac.
Let's go. Chiefs question, 26 days away. Give me one thing in text line as well, 913-586-7965. One thing you have to choose from this preseason game to be legitimate. It's hard to take away what's real, what's not. And like you said, Bob, your preconceived notions, you can kind of decide, okay, I'm actually going to agree with that because that matched my preconceived notions and that didn't match it, so I'm not going to agree with that.
What was your biggest preconceived notion going into that game? Because mine was Josh Simmons is going to dominate. And he did.
Mine was like, Josh Simmons is amazing. And he looked amazing.
Right. Because I got to be honest with you, I wasn't really looking for much else.
That's fair.
I wanted to watch Josh Simmons. I wanted to see what he could do. And I got my fill.
Yes.
And I saw him and I was like, wow, that guy was awesome. So maybe Josh Simmons for me is that answer to your question.
Yeah. I mean, I look at Josh Simmons, obviously, because that's the first thing I said is like, just watch big number 71. Because my buddy had said he'd gone out there and done like, you know, go-karts or whatever, and there was a couple of Chiefs players out there. One of them was Josh Simmons. He said the dude's just a monster.
Yeah.
And this is my Norwegian friend that Bob met who's 6'4", 275 pounds. And he's like, dude, he made me look like a child. And Bob and I both like looked over like, made you look like a child? I'm like, all right, I'm ready for Saturday night to watch 71 because of what he can do. I was also looking for Kingsley. I thought he did fine.
I'm not as down on Kingsley as a lot of people are. Maybe I need to go back and watch it somehow, some way, and see, but I wasn't down on Kingsley like a lot of people are. Maybe I missed something. I don't know.
But I thought that the play by Brownlee was a really good catch.
Awesome. I mean, that was a great catch.
Because that's one of those things where like the Chiefs struggle in the red zone. It is what it is. Like we just, for some reason, we get down there and everything kind of gets congested if you have enough targets that you can throw that sort of pass to, because that is, one, a sick, nasty pass from Mahomes to just snap, turn right, throw it before anybody even knows it's happening, for him to be there and go out there and get it in that spot, in that end zone area, right there in the edge. I mean, it's a catch, two touchdown. I mean, that's almost unstoppable.
Anybody who said anything negative about Patrick Mahomes this offseason should be forced for 24 hours to watch that play on loop. Yes. Seriously, you should be forced to sit in a room that is dark and for 24 hours watch that throw on loop.
Yep.
And then you come out and you realize you're a jackass for criticizing Patrick Mahomes.
Idiot, you don't know what you're talking about.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
You are.
I mean, anybody who criticized Patrick Mahomes should be sentenced to 24 hours of solitary confinement in a dark room that's no bigger than 2x3, and you should have to watch that play over and over again. And if you have to go to the bathroom, you got to do it in your pants, and you're not getting fed.
I love it.
Somebody says, one thing I noticed negatively was that the backups on defense were not getting to the quarterback. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm excited for this game coming up because it's the one that really matters now.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about things that were different when you were a kid. Everybody played a little bit of the first preseason game, a little bit of the second one, always played in the third one. And the fourth one was like, all right, you got to go make the team because they used to do cuts differently. Now it's all one big cut.
One big cut.
Right. Yeah, yep. And then it's over. And this is kind of the
game. Except if you're that punter from last week, Norzad or whatever that guy's name was, Zaplicky? Hunter Norzad.
Eddie Zaplicky.
Zaplicky?
Eddie Zaplicky.
Eddie Zaplicky.
I've got it written down.
We lost it.
Not Hunter Norzad, no.
No, not Hunter Norzad.
No, we still have Hunter Norzad.
Yeah.
Zaplicky.
Yeah. And Eddie Zaplicky.
Yeah.
But like this Saturday will be the game where it's like, okay, I could see them playing two, maybe a third series.
Would love it.
And then that's it. Then we're ready to start the season. Cause in the week three preseason game, it's definitely nobody plays. Mahomes will be in a hoodie and a hat and on the sideline just doing his thing. But,
and that's the one that the Chiefs fans have to pay for.
Yeah, that's the only one we get is the third preseason game. So we could probably go for like $10 if we really wanted to, because that game will start at 7 o'clock. It'll be an earlier start than the one this...
No, that's a Thursday. I'm sure it's a Thursday night game at like 6 p.m. or something ridiculous like that, but... It has to be a Thursday night game because that's leading into the Memorial Day weekend. Everybody,
that's right.
Oh, it is a Friday?
Friday, 7:20.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
against the Bears.
Duh,
you think
Bears.
Caleb Williams plays in that game?
He didn't play this weekend.
Bears, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears.
Don't get that. Didn't play. Whatever.
Well, you know, they didn't want to show everybody how bad he was, I guess.
Stop. But you're right. You're right. If he made one mistake, it would be.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
It would be terrible.
I'll give the Bears credit. They saved themselves for a
week. You might be right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because no matter what he did, he was going to get ripped.
It's exhausting.
It really is.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. And I'm not a fan, but like, I'm exhausted by it now, too.
Yeah. Some people say they were impressed by that catch and the route by Brownlee.
Which was better, the Brownlee side of that play or the Mahomes side of that
both
play?
Incredible.
The catch was probably a little bit more impressive because I think Mahomes could probably make that
a little
pass
closer. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 8 out of 10 times he probably makes that pass, but like, how many times have we seen the receiver drop that pass?
Exactly,
like,
MBS, man.
That goes through his hands. Sky Moore doesn't even end up on that side of the end zone.
Well, he's not big enough to make that play.
No, right.
You know, and that's the play. I think that's the hardest pass to throw in football, man. That fade pattern is so. Who had? Was it Minshew the other night who threw the fade pattern? Just landed in the end zone like nobody was even there.
Within 5 yards. Yeah.
Like, what is this? Okay, good try. But no, that is a hard pass to throw, man. You got to just have the perfect touch on that. Again, if you rip Patrick Mahomes, you go in a 2x3 box and you watch that play for 24 hours and boop yourself.
One word.
First name is blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Kenny Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Somebody says in the 913, Brownlee's definitely the camp darling after that catch.
Yep.
Want to see more of him. Amir Marcet still out there, kick return.
That guy's still around? Holy cow.
I think he's with your Giants.
Oh, he's not with the Chiefs anymore?
Yeah, hadn't been for a while. No, they cut him.
That's what I thought. And then he returned him a long time ago.
And then he returned to kick.
I was like, if only if we had Amir Smith-Marset.
Oh, no, they traded him to Carolina last year, right?
That was. Yes, he played with Carolina.
Yes, he played with Carolina. They traded him.
And then he had a good catch against us, and everyone was like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
And then from the 816, definitely Bailey Zappe sucks.
Boy, he did stink. I can't imagine Binkley was having a good night on Saturday. You think he watched that whole thing, right?
Yes. I think he rewatched it. I know he did.
No. Did he?
We'll start there. One word on this Chiefs preseason game one.
Over. Get me closer to the regular season, baby.
I would say satisfying. It's nice to see the guys come out in uniform, helmets, and all that sort of stuff, play the game. Didn't see any Travis Kelce, but that's okay. Robert Tonyan surprised me. Yeah. I didn't even know he was on this team. I guess that's my fault. We didn't talk about him at camp.
Didn't even talk about him at camp.
Why would you, though? Like, Bob Tonyan, you got a two-hour show at training camp. If you're getting down to him...
Yeah, every other tight end's more interesting to Chiefs fans right now.
But even like other positions.
Yeah, even exactly.
Because he's tight end three.
Yep, he's going to be tight end three, I think.
He's going to be ahead of Jerry Wiley.
And Wiley's battling back from that knee injury. Yeah. So
it'll be Kelce, Gray, Tonyan.
That's it. I don't think they'll keep
over
four.
Under 2.5 touchdowns for Robert Tonyan this year.
Over.
Okay.
Oh, Tonyan ain't making the team. Wiley will make the team.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he starts on IR, you know, and there's that or PUP or something like that. He was a draft pick last year. They're not cutting him.
Or Big Brin Bob Tonyan. Bring his stool. Yeah, you got to get him on the field to get him to make this roster.
Has he even practiced yet
it's
this year?
Yeah, he did at the beginning. I don't know what happened. I can't remember what it was.
Is this your worst swing and miss on a rando player of all time?
It's a camp darling. It's okay.
He hasn't played yet.
Well, you got to make bold predictions in camp.
Yeah, it's a bold prediction. Can't be like,
I really want to see what Noah Gray does. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's making the roster. He's going to have like... You know, 60 catches this year.
I see that might be
a
lot.
That's a bold prediction. If he has 60 catches this year,
I'd have to see how many he had last year. That'd be an interesting we could talk about.
I'll tell you as you cue up the next one word.
Perfect. One word on the TV crew. We're going to stick with football before we get back to the Royals. One word on the TV crew for the Denver Broncos' first game. Usually this is a good indicator of maybe who's a good team and who's a relevant team and maybe who's not. This is week one, and they set their last TV network crew on it. It's going to be Adam Amin, Mark Sanchez, and Christina Pink.
Right. That's the last crew for Fox. Now, also, they're sending the first crew to Philadelphia Giants or something like that the first week. Washington Giants the first week. But that's for Daniels. I get all that and New York. But, man, they must not like the Broncos if they're giving them the last TV crew. Really is, at the beginning of the year, an indication of where they think teams are going to be.
They're playing the Titans, I think. I think it's what it says in the tweet for the Broncos week one game against the Titans.
Against the Titans. So maybe the Titans, but they got the
number one pick.
The darling of the NFL.
Crazy.
And Bo Nix. And they give him Adam Amin.
That's crazy.
Never heard of it.
Shocking is what I'll use for that. Because usually the TV networks know what they're doing. This one's kind of shocking because if Bo Nix is going to be the second coming, you want to feature him prominently in week one.
Yeah, I mean, interested. I like Mark Sanchez. I don't think he's like he goes on Colin Cowherd's show and he gives pretty good insight. Like he's not like Derek Carr or David Carr is who I should say. David Carr, who yeah, I just David like, Carr I'm sucks. Like, this is cringe every time he talks. I don't understand like what you're saying. Whereas like Mark Sanchez seems like he's still got an in with the league because he's still young enough to kind of be around these guys. Plus, he played and was semi-successful with the Jets,
right? He went to two AFC championship games.
Under Rex Ryan. By the way, Noah Gray last year had 40 catches and 49 targets, 437 yards. So 20 more catches.
To win a game?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot.
Need like 30 more targets, probably.
Bold take.
It is a bold take.
We can do one of these Chiefs bold take shows here in the next couple weeks because the season's going to be here before we know it. St. Joe's going to be done before we know it.
St. Joe's done this week, bro.
I can't believe that.
That's insane how fast.
You know who can? Cody and Gold, I'm sure. Yes.
If they go today, there's a lot of rain headed up there, fellas.
Every day it's rained.
The weather.
But yeah, I mean, as we go back to like the original question of like, I don't know. I mean, I just, Mark Sanchez is, I think he's decent. And again, like, that game doesn't scream 1-2 teams when it comes to Fox. Like, that's not what you're going to get. They're going to get a lot of those games. But you got to start somewhere, right? You got to get there somehow. You got to get your reps. You got to get your takes. And I think people, when they listen to Mark Sanchez, there's a little bit more there than I think people understand. And I think he's actually better than most people give him credit for.
Fair enough. Barstool Gambling came out the most bet on team to win the Super Bowl this year. It is the Buffalo Bills. 15% of bets on them. Followed by 14% for the Eagles. One word on the Bills being the betting favorite.
Predictable.
Mm-hmm.
I think people want a new champion. They want somebody different. I think the Hard Knocks thing has people falling in love with Buffalo, with Josh Allen, with that team. Easy to do so after that first episode. So, yeah, predictable, I think, is the word to use on this one.
15% of the bets are them to win the Super Bowl, and then there's...
Give about a 40% chance.
That's right.
Love... I mean, it's just that's look, any time that you can disappoint the world of sports because your team keeps winning and ruining the hearts of others, I love it.
Let's go.
Right? Like, I would love nothing more than to go to a fourth straight Super Bowl, beating Buffalo again in the AFC Championship game to do it again. Because then heads will start to roll in Buffalo.
Least talked about story going into the season is the Chiefs' opportunity to go to four straight Super Bowls. It's been done one time by the said Buffalo Bills, right?
0-4.
And they're 0-4, but they're the only one that went the four straight, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're correct.
And so why isn't anybody talking about the Chiefs with the opportunity to go to four straight Super Bowls and tie the NFL record this year? I know the three-peat is done and we didn't get that.
Yeah, because it's over. Dynasty ended, man.
But you have an opportunity to go to four straight Super Bowls when only one other team in the history of the league has done this.
Keep sleeping.
I mean, I think that's pretty impressive. Like, no, yeah. I have not seen that mentioned by anybody this year.
And it's crazy because it wouldn't be, oh, it's just, oh, those are the four Super Bowls. No, they made a Super Bowl before that streak started.
That's right.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
They're sleeping. All right. Sticking with football here before we get to the sadder Royals weekend. One word on this is the NFC title game. You can see Dak Prescott in a video met with the Rams owner just on the sideline before their preseason game. Stan Kroenke. Is that how you say
Kroenke?
That?
Kroenke.
You could say Kroenke in St. Louis.
St. Louis, they'd be very happy if you called them Kroenke.
You just won the city. Yeah,
sweet. You did. You're now an official resident of St. Louis.
You're
congratulations.
Welcome, Jerry.
Bring us some emos.
Hello, America. So before last night, before this weekend's preseason game, and told him you can read his lips, he'll say, "We'll meet y'all in the NFC Championship game." One word on a Rams-Cowboys NFC title game.
Conspiracy.
Oh, man.
What were you going to say?
Delusional.
Delusional is a good one, too. But I think the league would love that championship game, right? Dallas, which is the second team in the United States behind the Chiefs, and America's secondary team, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Rams, which is this market that they've been trying to cultivate for a very long time, L.A. versus Dallas. I think the NFL would be doing all sorts of dances if that was your NFC championship game this year.
Micah Parsons at that game?
Probably not.
Okay. Because CeeDee Lamb was there and he found out what the referee does on the sideline. I thought it was over right there. I was like, dude, if he gets hurt,
God.
I couldn't believe what I saw.
Leveled. I've never seen a player get destroyed like that on the sidelines.
I mean, celebrating a deep pass for a touchdown and here comes a ref just blindside from behind.
His hands up. He's like, yeah, go mingle.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But it wasn't even completed yet. He just saw the guy get behind him. That's how early in the play that was, right? Like, he knew right away, which is awesome. Like, CeeDee Lamb recognized right away, we got it. And then he's celebrating and gets blown up by the ref on the side and then gets penalized.
They penalized him right away. They were like, can't do it. Get out of here.
I mean,
he almost broke his back.
Sounds like Dallas needs a big dom.
Yeah, they need somebody down there.
Keep him off the sidelines right there.
I thought it was great.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.